Hello, my name is Natalia. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in California and we would like to ask you a few questions. For quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second, please, while I register your answer. Would you prefer to continue this survey in English or in Spanish?
English.
Thank you so much. In which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Madera.
Thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or most all calls on a regular home phone?
Everything on a cell phone.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1966.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
I belong to the human race.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of that you have completed in school?
Postgraduate.
Thank you so much. Now, getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
He's an absolutely illegal president who's done nothing but destroy the country. So, absolutely disapprove of him.
Thank you so much. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Well, except for Gavin Newsom hasn't lost his mind yet. He's worse than Joe Biden. So strongly absolutely disapprove of him.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Well, I don't like either one, either party, but I would most likely vote Republican. They're going to do less damage, I think.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First, we have Kamala Harris. Favorable, unfavorable?
Definitely unfavorable.
We also have Esmeralda Soria.
Who?
Esmeralda Soria.
Don't know that one.
Thank you. We also have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know that one very well either.
And we also have Donald Trump.
Governor Trump?
Yes, favorable, unfavorable.
Trump's never been governor.
Okay, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
I can't give you a favorable or unfavorable on Governor Trump. I can give you an impression on Donald.
Okay.
And I do favor him.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Inflation and the cost of living, education, border security, homelessness, abortion, climate change, taxes, jobs and the economy, healthcare, crime and public safety.
Everything except for climate change, and that's...
Okay, if you had to choose one, which one would you choose?
Probably cost of living.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10. 10. 10 means I'm highly favorable, right? Or highly interested. Right.
If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Rose, the Republican.
Would you say that you will definitely vote for Garcia Rose? Probably Garcia Rose?
Probably. I'm going to have to look her up and see what her record is.
Thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's been seriously destroyed, and they're trying to do more damage.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Thanks. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote, no difference.
Much more likely.
As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much more likely. And if she continues on these tracks, I'm going to like her a lot.
Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat less likely.
In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
She's going to stop them from making investments on the information, insider information?
Sorry, she will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Much more likely.
To make California more affordable.
You know, there was a senator already wrote an amendment to the Constitution for that, and it was voted to pass, but they never ratified it. They never put it in. They never enacted it because all the politicians don't want, because they make too much money with their inside information.
Okay, thank you so much. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No, much more likely, but they'll just tax us higher on something else.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom will you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, a state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Rose.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raises the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Much less likely.
Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself a taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go to our negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Isn't that illegal? That's illegal, so it's much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, a state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Rose.
Thank you so much. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican, current.
Would you say strong Republican, not so strong Republican?
I tend to vote whoever's going to support the Constitution the best. And so somewhat, not a strong Republican,
Thank you so much. Somewhat. Generally speaking, thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm conservative with government and the economy, but I'm liberal as far as socially people's lives. They can do whatever they want as long as it doesn't negatively affect me or break any laws. But I want to hold my government accountable, and I want them to be fiscally responsible with my tax money.
Okay, so do you feel that you are closer to be a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal on most issues?
I guess theoretically you could say conservative.
Okay, would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Politically very conservative.
Thank you so much. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Thank you so much. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate. On that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice night.
Oh, one more thing before you go. When your caller ID comes through as scam likely, so a lot of people aren't going to answer that.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You too.